KO4PXB Mobile.
34SKD, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, had a very busy but productive day. Had to take a printer out there after yesterday. We had it was not the fax part of the printer was not working, so we updated the firmware and brought it back out today and got it up and running, and then was pretty much mirroring the computer that's definitely not acting right, because it was took 6 minutes to go from off to allowing the user to log in, but they did not want me to take it off site to fix it and reload it, so I was having to do the stuff remotely in the midst of somebody using it. But that's in the process of being done, the last touches of it now.
I've worked on hundreds of printers in my lifetime, but that sounds a bit more complicated than the ones that I've worked on. Worked on a lot of HP laser jets, and printers are some of the most aggravating things to work on. I can stand there and watch a machine print 50 pages, and then as soon as I get back to the office, they call me and say, it's jamming again.
Yes, I've definitely dealt with that before, but now I mainly deal with software, and I'm not one of, we have my 30, oh, I think we got about 10 to 15 printer techs that actually handle all that part of it. I mainly do software and 365 administration, but went out there today. I'm not, you probably heard of an ATA box that allows it to take the network information and translate it to a fax. That's what I was setting in and configuring from yesterday to today, and then setting up other stuff in the meantime.
I'm afraid I hadn't heard one of those boxes, but there's all kind of stuff out there I hadn't heard of. But yeah, mainly I work on CAD stations, desktops, and laptops. And here lately, for the past year, it's been absolutely more work than I can possibly do. But I'm not complaining.
Yep, pretty much the only time we have access or anything to do with the CAD station is the 911. They have CAD computers, and they have software that will, when somebody calls in, it'll pretty much triangulate their position, so that way the EMS can be dispatched to the closest station that's not busy.
Okay, that sounds interesting, but I got some stuff around the house I got to work on. I got to replace the weather stripping on our garage door. That needs to be done, and just I'm redoing my workbench. Got the last finishing touches on it. I didn't. The one that I needed to hold my air compressor was going to cost $1,400, so I didn't feel like spending that. So I just redid what I got now, and just about done with it.
When springtime comes around, I'm gonna have to start doing a garage cleanup so I can get back to mine, because when they did a quick sale on my wife's father's house when he died, because somebody else in the neighborhood wanted it, and they gave them exactly what they wanted for it. Of course, they definitely made a profit off of it, the family that was selling it. But we had to do anything in the house that they did not want, which was pretty much, they didn't want any of the stuff in the house. We pretty much had to do a quick cleanup. So I got a bandsaw, I've got, all kind of tools and stuff that he had in his garage, and we've got, all the rug, pretty much the rugs and a whole bunch of paintings that he had, but definitely my garage is packed with that stuff still.
Yeah, I understand that a situation like that, boy, then you just got to get it and go, but my dad and the lady he married, she has a rule about their home. It's a general rule that some comes in, some goes out. So they try to keep things to a minimum.
That's the way they were when later on in life. And they would call the kids and said, this is yours if you want it. Let me know or come get it. If not, then Goodwill will certainly appreciate it. And when the stuff in the house, they mentioned anything that was going to be left, that they were just going to, you know, call somebody for the dumpster to come get it. We're going, I mean, it was, one of her sisters was originally going to want this rug, and if she wasn't going to be able to come down and get it, and the day of, things had to be cleared out for the sale, and that was a $10,000 rug, and I went over there and told my wife that I was on the way to go get it.
Well, then in that case, a rug worth that much, definitely go get it. But yeah, we've tried to keep things down to a minimum around our house, and one thing I don't have a lot of room for is audio equipment. Somebody called me up a couple of years ago and said they were throwing a bunch away of audio equipment, and I said I will be there. So I got the truck, went over there and got it. And managed to fix three of the pieces and kept them, but the other one I passed along to somebody else.
Yep, that was definitely nice of you. My wife had mentioned that to her mother when they were, his new wife, when she was doing spring cleaning, that she had all kind of Tupperware and dishes and stuff that belonged to her mother. And she never even asked anybody. She just started chunking it, and that upset my wife greatly.
It's worth some money. Some of the old glassware and Pyrex dishes and stuff. KC4SKD for ID, but I've had people give me stereo equipment because they know that I take it, and a lot of times I just fix it and then pass it along to somebody else. So I've enjoyed doing that. It's a lot of fun sometimes to get something and fix it. Somebody gave me an old realistic AM/FM stereo receiver, so I managed to fix that, passed it along to somebody else. To me, it's kind of rewarding to fix it and see it work.
Yep, yes it is. That's what I do with computers that people give me, so then I'll just reload it. Because probably a couple of years ago, somebody gave me 30 computers, and I went and wiped everything off of it and two, three times with a secure disk and just pretty much wiped the drive, and it just reloaded it with the operating system, and then donated those 30 computers to a nursing home so they could, you know, have the people there contact their family, use them for internet. And I made the nursing home sign an agreement saying, they're yours. I don't support them. All the software is licensed correctly that way. And if you need support after that with something breaks, then let me know. But I don't do it for free.
I understand that. But anyhow, I did that with a couple of machines. It's in a church running their, their video, online video service. I did that, gave a couple of machines to them. Anyway, I got to make a stop here, but it's been good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your evening.
Sir, you do the same. It's KO4PXB.